Disability shouldn't mean poverty, but for far too many Australians, it does. Of more than 4 million Australians with a disability, close to half are classified as in or near poverty. That's an unenviable record for Australia because it's double that in other OECD nations. A national disability insurance scheme is on the way, but advocacy groups say much more needs to be done. Adrian Francis reports.
Disabled Australians are 2.5 times more likely than the general community to be in or near poverty. That's also twice the rate of other OECD developed nations. Graham Innes is Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner. He has experienced disability firsthand. Commissioner Innes was born blind.
Things are bad. In terms of employment of people with a disability, we're at the bottom of the league table for OECD countries. So that's how poorly we're performing. 80% of people are participating in the employment market across the board, but for people with disability, it's 40%.
Tomorrow is International Day of People with Disability. The United Nations sanctioned day began in 1992 to build awareness of disability issues.
Now, when the Australian cricket team dropped to fifth last year, we moved on the captain, we changed the coach, we changed the selectors, and there was talk of changing the board of Cricket Australia.
Commissioner Graham Innes says similar structural reforms are needed within the public service to redress employment inequity for people with a disability. At the moment, he says there's only talk and no action.
Yes, I believe there needs to be quotas for the public service, or targets or quotas in the public service, and I believe they need to be linked to the bonuses of departmental secretaries, because I think that's the only way that this issue is going to be addressed seriously.
And there are also concerns in some quarters for the future delivery of services that support disabled people to gain and remain in work. Lynette May is the CEO of Disability Employment Australia, the peak organisation representing 220 support agencies.
The problem is the Disability Employment Services Program that is being administered by DEWA is at risk of not being relevant to the disability community.
The federal government is expected to call for open tenders early next year to provide hundreds of three-year contracts for ongoing disability employment services. Lynette May says she expects the majority of existing services will be forced to re-tender, severing long-term relationships.
We are still fundamentally very concerned that it's 520 contracts, 86% of the program. This will have an impact on 76,000 people with disability that are in one way or another engaged in the program, and something like 21,000 employers.
And there are many more issues worrying Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes. Negative language and its links to attitude is at the top of his list. He's appealing for derogatory words such as spastic and retard to be deleted from common usage.
Shock jocks, one in particular who's been in the news lately, who thinks it's appropriate to use words such as spastic and retard. Well, I don't think that's appropriate at all, and I think people who do think that should be removed from Australian airwaves.
And Graham Innes is calling on the federal government to do more to force budget airlines to redress what he describes as transport apartheid. He says the time has come for regulatory change.
It's Jetstar, it's Virgin, it's Tiger, and they're basically, their practice is that if two people turn up for a flight who use wheelchairs and then a third person turns up, they're not allowed to fly. And whether you've advised the airline or not, that's the case, and I just think that that's an unacceptable way to treat Australians with a disability.
Graham Innes, Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner, ending that report by Adrian Francis.